We are speaking with Michael Peterson, and we're in Orlando, Florida. And Michael has a special tour coming up here. It's starting this month. And Michael, why don't you tell us a little bit about, for our AgWired listeners, what this tour is all about?
Sure. The tour is called the My Real Life Tour. Strong for America, and our presenting sponsor this year is the U.S. Army. Our other sponsors, of course, are New Holland, Sea Ray Boats, the American Legion, and a number of other sponsors that are helping us out with the tour. And really, it's a novel idea to take, instead of just putting up some posters and hoping you have some hits in a town and hoping you have an event and then you're gone, taking money and leaving, we thought what would be a really neat thing if we could get some sponsors to invest in communities. And so we are in communities from Knoxville, Tennessee, starting 2 weeks from now, to Lincoln, Nebraska, ending in the third week in May. Two primary audiences. Number one, students. And the simple message we have for students is make great choices and let us help broaden your horizon of possibilities. So we've created a school assembly program called Tag You're It, because we really help young people kind of get that understanding that, wow, they really are the authors of their future. And once you really make that discovery as a human being, it's kind of like you've been tagged. You're it. You're like, oh, I get it. It's on me, right? The second real primary audience is what we call influencers or people, you know, in their 40s, folks like us and older, who've had some success but really have a hunger for significance. It's amazing to me that as a generation is getting older and older, there's so many people that want to do something of significance in their life, but they don't quite know how. So we've developed, I think, a novel way to share with them how to design their own volunteerism. Because a lot of people of our generation, a lot of your listeners, we're disinclined to get in somebody else's line, you know. And people who are so inclined to volunteer probably already are. And we don't want to steal volunteers from United Way or the Red Cross. We want to help show those people who hunger to make a contribution but don't quite know how. Let's show them how they can do that in a way that fits their worldview. And so that's really the message that we're bringing in these communities is, hey, volunteerism should fit your life. You want to make a contribution, you really can. In the context of that, if you think about it, all of that's about just changing the way you look at what's possible, which is one of the reasons why we're carrying this biodiesel and ethanol message forward, is because you get to change the way you look at what's possible with food, right? Agriculture is not just about food. And I think it's one of the reasons New Holland was so interested is because they are deeply committed to developing innovative approaches towards growing agriculture. And I love to see young people's eyes light up when they go, wow, that's cooler than I thought it was. Give me a piece of that. And so we're going to deliver this message to students and really spread the word.
Well, and this is all, your whole message has been, you have a message of patriotism, you have a message of motivation for our young people, this ties in with the environment and with our rural communities, and all of this comes together.
It's all wrapped up in one package. Harper's Magazine about 3 years ago in a survey said that 67% of Americans believed now that driving a fuel-efficient vehicle was an act of patriotism. That would have been unheard of 20 years ago. People are thinking about fuels in a different way. They're thinking about it and connecting that thought to the idea that it's good for our nation. So how can you ignore the alternative fuels, especially when you see what it does for our farmers?
And that's the people who have really gotten this ball rolling is the corn and soybean producers. They've really gotten it going. Now, the first tour is going to be in Knoxville, Tennessee, as you said. What are the dates?
The 18th, we get in Knoxville on the 18th with the American Legion kind of leading us into town on their motorcycles. We are in the community Tuesday and Wednesday doing a lot of community events. Thursday and Friday, school assemblies all day. Saturday, big community afternoon event. We're calling it Communapalooza. You know, kind of a fair, if you will, that will happen in the parking lot of the Knoxville Civic Auditorium. And then, of course, at 7 o'clock, showtime. And it's me, the Army Rock Band, the Volunteers, the World Class Illusions and Escape Team of Ridgeway and Johnson, a night to celebrate and recognize our veterans, people who are making significant contributions to volunteerism in the community, and really a night to share a couple of ideas. Number one, you can make great choices, and you can shift your results by just changing the way you look at things. And number two, you know, volunteerism isn't something you just have to feel a longing for and never do anything about. You can actually design your own volunteerism. Just go to www.myreallifetour.com and find out about the tour, or if you're interested in the volunteer piece, by middle of next week this time, you can go to myvolunteerlife.com and find out how you as an organization or as an individual can do something with volunteerism you never imagined possible.
Right, very good. Well, that's great stuff. Again, the website, myreallifetour.com. All right, thank you very much, Michael Peterson.